Well, good morning. It is January 16th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through Genesis chapter 17, Matthew chapter 16, Nehemiah chapter 6, and Acts chapter 16. So let's get in the Word this morning. Genesis chapter 17 today. Get my bookmark out here. Genesis 17. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come forth from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout your generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. God said further to Abraham, Now as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generation. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be the sign of the covenant between me and you. And every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised throughout your generation, a servant who is born in the house or is brought with money from any foreigner who is not of your descendants, a servant who is born in your house or who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised, and thus shall my covenant be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. But an uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people, and he has broken my covenant. And then God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall no longer call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and indeed I will give you a son by her. And then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. And then Abram fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, Will a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abram said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. But God said, No, but Sarah, your wife, will bear a son, and shall call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for this descendant after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I will bless him, and I will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. And he shall become the father of 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this season next year. And when he finished talking with him, God went up from Abraham. And then Abraham took Ishmael his son and all the servants who were born in his house and all who were bought with his money, every male among men of Abram's household, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the very same day as God had said to them. Now Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the very same day Abraham was circumcised and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his household who were born in the house or bought with money from a foreigner were circumcised with him. That was Genesis chapter 17. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 today. Matthew chapter 16. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came up, and testing Jesus, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he replied to them, When it is evening, you say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and is threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given it, except the sign of Jonah. And he left them and went away. And the disciples came to the other side of the sea, but they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they began to discuss this amongst themselves, saying, "He said that because we did not bring any bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, or and how many baskets full you picked up, or the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many large baskets full you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees?" And then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to them, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and my gates and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but on man's." And then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father and his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." That was Matthew chapter 16. Let's move on over to Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6 today. Now, when it was reported to Sanballat, Tobiah, to Geshem the Arab, and to the rest of the enemies that I had rebuilt the wall, and that no breach remained in it, although at the time I had not set up the doors of the gates, then Sanballat and Geshem sent a message to me, saying, "Come, let us meet together at Chephareim in the plain of Ono." But they were planning to harm me, and so I sent messengers to them, saying, "I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?" And they sent messages to me 4 times in this manner, and I answered them in the same way. Then Sanballat sent his servants to me in the same manner a 5th time, with an open letter in his hand. In it was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshemu says that you and the Jews are planning to rebel, and therefore you are rebuilding the wall. You are to be their king according to these reports. You have also appointed prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you, a king is in Judah. And now it will be reported to the king according to these reports. And so come now, let us take counsel together." And then I sent a message to him, saying, "Such things as you are saying have not been done, but you are inventing them in your own mind. For all of them, for all of them were trying to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged and will work, and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands." And when I entered the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delilah, the son of Methabel, who was confined at home, he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you, and they are coming to kill you at night." But I said, "Should a man like me flee? And could one such as I go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." And then I perceived that surely God had not sent him, but he uttered his prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat hired him. And he was hired for this reason, that I might become frightened and act accordingly in sin, so that they might have an evil report in order that they could reproach me. Remember, O God, Tobiah and Sanballat according to these works of theirs, and also Noadiah and the prophetess and the rest of the prophets who were trying to frighten me. And so the wall was completed on the 25th of the month of Elul in 52 days. And when all of our enemies heard of it, and all the nations surrounding us saw it, they lost their confidence, for they recognized that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. And also in those days many letters went from the nobles of Judah to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them, for many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Era, and his son Jehohanan had married the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Moreover, they were speaking about his good deeds in my presence, and reported my words to him. And then Tobias sent letters to frighten me. That was Nehemiah chapter 6. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 16 for our final reading today. Acts chapter 16 for our final reading. Sip of my coffee. Acts chapter 16. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra, and a disciple was there named Timothy, a son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. And he was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. And Paul wanted this man to go with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those parts, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Now, while they were passing through the cities, they were delivering the decrees which had been decided upon by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem for them to observe. And so the churches were being strengthened in the faith, and were increasing in number daily. And they passed through Phrygian and Galatian region, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And after they came to Mysia, they were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. And passing in Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him, and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. And so putting out to sea from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and on the day following to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city in the district of Macedonia, a Roman colony. And we were staying in this city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to a riverside, where we were supposing that there would be a place of prayer. We sat down and began speaking to the woman who had assembled there. And a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. And it happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune-telling. And following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. And when they had brought them to the chief magistrate, they said, "These men are throwing our city into confusion, being Jews, and are proclaiming customs which is not lawful for us to accept or to observe, being Romans." And the crowd rose up together against them, and the chief magistrates tore their robes off them and proceeded to order them to be beaten with rods. And when they had struck them with many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to guard them securely. And he, having received such a command, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. And when the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. And after he brought them out, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to them, together with all who were in his house. And he took them that very hour of the night and washed their wounds, and immediately he was baptized, he and all of his household. And he brought them into his house and set foot before them and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole household. Now, when day came, the chief magistrates sent their policemen, saying, "Release those men." And the jailers reported these words to Paul, saying, "The chief magistrates have sent to release you, and therefore come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us in public without trial, men who are Romans, and have thrown us into prison, and now they are sending us away secretly? No, indeed. But let them come themselves and bring us out." And the policemen reported these words to the chief magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and appealed to them, and when they had brought them out, they kept begging them to leave the city. And they went out of the prison and entered in the house of Lydia. And when they saw the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 16th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video. I'll be sure to mark that down. If you miss a day or two, make sure to catch up. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction anyways, and I'll be sure to mark that down as well. But again, thank you for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. I do pray, God, for just that you'd grant us, God, that trust and reliance in you, God. Lord, I think of Paul and Barnabas and or Paul and Silas, excuse me, Lord, in the prisons, and Lord, how you provided a way of escape, God. Even in that impossible situation, God, you utilized it, Lord, for your good and for your glory and for the furtherance of the gospel. Lord, you saved that jailer and you saved his household, Lord, and changed their lives. And Lord, we take hope that you can indeed do that in the hearts and lives of those that we love, those that we really, really want to see come to know you as Savior. Lord, those who have backslidden, Lord, those who have fallen away. Lord, our desire is that they would come to you, that they would just like that jailer fall on their knees and just ask what they must do to be saved. And Lord, we praise you that it is so simple, Lord, that it is just believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and that they shall be saved. And Lord, that would change their hearts and change their lives, Lord, we pray. And so Lord, may you help us to be that catalyst today. May we be quick to share your gospel. May we be quick to open our mouths to the truths that you have given to us through this word, Lord, when you give us opportunity. And so, Lord, I pray that for myself. I pray that for my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you today, Lord, I pray. Pray for your blessing upon each one. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good one, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing. Bye now.